We came back from the school holidays with a big problem on our show because it was only about 4 or 5 weeks ago we were down at Brekkie in the Burbs, Narre Warren, Bunjil Place, and we had the big unveiling of Fev's statue. Narre Warren, here is your statue of the great man, Brendan Favola!
What is that? I look amazing!
One of my greatest moments.
There it was in Webb Street.
Thank you guys.
So many people visiting it, getting photos, yep. Selfies. It was blowing
real
up. It was a tourist destination there. And then we found out while we were away that it got removed.
Mm.
We thought it got stolen at first.
I was worried.
James Blake, our senior producer, who he's in charge of projects on this show, and he often fails miserably. Mm. There was car lotto where he forgot to put petrol in the car and the car only went for 3 minutes when it was supposed to go for about an hour and a half. There was the big fox that he had made for us and it melted out at Gumbaya World.
Every day he rocks up to work.
You're saying he fails every time he comes to work. Anyway, an oversight on his behalf was that the council of Casey there in Narre Warren only agreed to have it for 3 weeks and then they were going to remove it.
And I'm tipping that he was just thinking, he didn't tell us that. He was just like, oh, we'll put the statue there. It's in Narre Warren. Within that 3 weeks, it'll go missing. He was hoping that someone would steal it.
Yeah.
Then he wouldn't have to break the news to me that he only put it in there for 3 weeks. And the greatest moment, one of the greatest moments in my life, has been ripped away and it's now sitting in our studio and I have to look at it every day, which is not a bad sight. But yeah.
You kiss it on the way in.
So over the past week, we've been trying to find it a home and we've said, where could it live? Somewhere in Melbourne that's a Melbourne destination where people can come and find Brendan Favola and rub like they rub Buddha's tummy, rub you for luck. I don't know.
Could have said anything other than a Buddha.
No, but that's just a famous, that's a statue.
Could have put me in the MCG next to Warney and Kevin Bartlett.
Well,
and
we may have a home for it at a place.
Here we go.
That is iconic. I would say the centre of Melbourne.
This is going to be real crap.
Di Maru.
Where is it? Oh. Is it the tip?
Wait
Please don't
for
say
it.
The tip.
Clocks, the iconic venue right next to Flinders Street Station.
Oh, that is a yes!
That's a win!
This is a huge win. It's open 7 days a week.
That's got Narre Warren covered.
Non-stop, people get to come in and see your statue.
That's the heart of the city.
It is. Clocks is the heart and soul of Melbourne.
That'd get more traffic in one day than Webb Street in a year.
And we're joined now by the Chief Operating Officer of Clocks, Anthony Simeone. Hi, Anthony.
Simeone. Good morning.
Anthony. Good morning. Well, firstly, thank you. We are so wrapped that the Brendan Favola statue will have a home at Clocks. Thank you so much.
Not as wrapped as us. We're so excited. We're thrilled to have him.
Oh, thanks, guys. I don't know what to say.
Now, where's he going to go, Anthony? What's the plan?
Out the front.
So the plan is Bev will be outside the front every day from 8 a.m. to 11 p.m. And, of course, Flinders Street Station, thousands of people daily pass by, so it's going to be the best place for him for people to see. And
Anthony,
this has made my year.
You know what, Anthony, this may actually change how Melburnians speak to it, because a lot of people say meet under the clocks at Flinders Street Station.
Yes. Meet
at Fev's.
Meet
at Fev at Clocks.
And it's so iconic because there was a great moment years ago on a Mad Monday where I was photographed. A couple of steps across the road.
At Fed Square.
At Fed Square, wearing something that I shouldn't have been wearing. It was a great photo, but. And now I'm going to have a statue boxy on the same street. Do you know people are going to walk past that?
This is so good. I know how many people are going to walk past it. It's going to be dominating there at Clocks. Anthony, fantastic. We're so happy. And we'll obviously stay in touch. Let us know how he's going. Everyone's
Absolutely.
Looking after him.
Thanks. No, I'm there. On our socials, of course.
Yeah, I'll be
and
pumping
might
up.
Even from occasion dress him up a little bit.
Yes, for special occasions.
Well,
I was thinking maybe we should put a Fifi Feather Nick badge on it somewhere.
Oh, of course.
Surely. Because everyone's going to be walking past it. We've got to put our branding on there because we are the number one radio station.
Well...
We were thinking about putting maybe a plaque on there with all your stats and then the station.
Oh, that's not big enough.
Well, Anthony, thank you so much for joining us. And this is exciting. You'll be able to see Fev's statue at Clocks there, Flinders Street Station.
I wonder, he said from 8 a.m. till 11 p.m. every day. Does that mean there's people there, they've probably got white gloves on, like they're carrying
the
grand
Melbourne
final.
Cup.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you're not allowed to touch it. It'd be
someone
like the Queen.
Someone might try to take it, though.
Huh? You're going to have to
someone
rope it off.
Someone still might try to take it. I'd get some CCTV.
Now, you know, like in the, you know, like what's a...
Madame Tussauds.
Yeah, like a great picture somewhere.
And like
they
Mona Lisa.
Yeah, they put the white rope around it so people just can't actually... And we might put a bit of a tin in. People could put money in. We'll use that for our Maltese.
No.
Do you want... Oh.